With Easter and Passover around the corner, high egg prices are threatening yearly traditions. And that's if shoppers can even find eggs on store shelves. Turns out there's a 1-2 punch leading to egg issues, at least in certain parts of the country. One factor is the major bird flu outbreak that's been continually reported, which caused the death of 20 million egg-laying chickens in the last quarter of 2024 alone, also leading to less egg availability. But the severity of its impact is now being questioned, with the U.S. Justice Department investigating whether egg producers are purposely limiting supplies in order to drive up costs. Another significant factor is cage-free laws banning the sale of eggs from confined hens in 9 states: Colorado, Arizona, California, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Animal rights advocates have long supported the transition to cage-free eggs, emphasizing that caged hens often endure overcrowded conditions. However, it comes at cost, with researchers at Michigan State University are warning of financial implications for consumers, saying cage-free mandates could drive prices up even further, with researchers noting. Cage-free facilities require approximately double the capital investment, specialized labor, more workers, and additional feed compared to cage systems. Since January, all eggs sold in Colorado must come from cage-free facilities, increasing prices by as much as 50%. Nevada has already begun rolling back its cage-free mandate due to affordability concerns. A USDA market report shows egg prices fell during the first week of March, with the average cost per dozen at $4.15, about half of what it was just a few weeks ago. But with spring holidays coming up, prices are expected to spike again. Meanwhile, the UK announced bird flu has been detected in sheep for the first time in the world, increasing concern over the potential impact of the spread of the disease. The chief executive of the National Sheep Association, which represents British sheep farmers, said the case did not pose a threat to food safety. There's no word on whether fears over the case will lead to an increase in lamb shank prices ahead of Passover.